Would you say you're somewhat cured or partially cured from dry eye, or is it a...
That's a good question. I call it a condition. It's a condition. It's like an Achilles heel. If I get upset or I don't get enough sleep, it hurts a lot. Can I function with it? Yes, I can function with it. I actually am very, very familiar with living in survival mode. After the death of my son, I had two more children, and I was very busy raising them. I didn't have the energy to grieve for the rest of my life. I was very sad. I lived in a state of numbness. So I've been in survival mode for many, many years. And I continue to feel like I can be in survival mode with my eyes. And that's pretty good. Sometimes I used to tell people, I survived the death of my son. Look at me. I have other children. I'm doing great. But I was numb. And I didn't feel joy. And I didn't feel pain. And going into survival mode with my eyes is very easy for me. But my problem is I set the bar a little higher. I'm not satisfied with being numb. I'm not satisfied with being at a point where I'm overeating to feel better or sleeping because I'm depressed about my eyes. That is not setting the bar high enough for me. That's surviving. I need to have joy in life. Life is precious. I don't want to lose any more time. I gave up so many years of my life to taking care of other people. So I guess my thing is I still have this condition, but my goal is to find joy in life because after all I've been through, I deserve it. We all do.
You do, Jude.
Thank you. I want to give you a hug.
Such a beautiful story.
It's not over. That's the beautiful part of my story. I've gone through so much and I'm on a wonderful path, and that's why it's a journey. If I focus on a destination of a cure, that doesn't feel so great. So my destination is not what's important. It's where I'm living right now today. My eyes, I could open them a little bigger, but it's hard. But I can close them. I know that I feel love and I feel valuable and I feel inspired and I can sing and I can do music. And I'm so happy that I can do those things.
You deserve happiness.
Thank you.
So, Jude, tell me about the connection between your music and journey with chronic dry eye. How are they related?
They're completely related because when I was grieving the death of my son, I did not have hope of healing. I just figured I'm going to live with this pain for the rest of my life. So when I found my music, he came back to me. He was in my songs. I wrote Angel in the Sky, My Shining Star, Hang On. All the love that I felt for him, that didn't die. He may not be here physically, but he was with me. And the music, having music again, gave me joy. And when my eye problem came, all the lessons of healing that I learned from my music could apply to my eyes. I could sing songs. I could have faith that this was temporary. Because just like other parts of my life, that it was difficult, I got through it. I'm going to get through this too. And that helps, because if you stay in a place of, I've got this incurable disease, and I will never feel better, that is not a helpful thought for me. But it's so easy to go there. Again, I didn't really feel qualified to do this whole video because I thought, there should be somebody out there. There are people that have found wonderful treatments, amniotic membrane transplants and meibomian gland dysfunction, where they've had their glands probed and squeezed. I've had that done. I just had an experimental treatment where they did a MIBOflow, thermoflow treatment on me. And they said that 14 people had this done and only one other person didn't benefit. She said, the lady doing it was so nice. She said, these people, when the treatment's over, they get up and they go, wow, my eyes feel great and they're clear. And she said, I hope that happens for you. And I said, me too. And I went home and I couldn't hardly open my eyes. They actually were much worse. So Now I'm not like I was the first time when I did the serum tears and I got so discouraged. And I go, what is left for me? There's nothing left. Everything I've tried has not worked. So when this thermoflow treatment didn't work, what did I say? Oh, well, there's got to be something else. So I have a willingness to keep trying things. I'm not going to like just do nothing. But at the same time, doing nothing isn't so bad anymore. It's okay. You know, it's interesting. I remember I met a lady and I mentioned I had dry eye often, don't even say it. And she said, oh my God, I get it once in a while, just a little bit, and it hurts. And I said, yeah, I have it all the time. And she goes, what? It's possible to have it all the time? It doesn't go away? And she's like, oh my God, I really feel for you. And I thought, wow, what a different response. Because sometimes people will look at me and they don't even know. And it'll just go out in the air like I never said anything. So I often don't. Or they'll think my eyes aren't bloodshot or they look fine. Because if my eyes are looking okay, that means I'm okay.